Good morning. Like Pastor Stacy said, these shirts were made for us by Miss Rachel for a good reason. And that is because Pastor Stacy is doing a sermon series on the story Les Miserables. Now, Les Mis is a book, it's a musical on Broadway, and it's been made into a movie also. These shirts aren't necessarily like the superhero shirts that you usually see us wear, but instead, this number represents a criminal. The lead character of Les Miserables is a man named Jean Valjean, and Jean Valjean went to prison for stealing a loaf of bread. Stealing things is against the law, so it's right that he got in trouble for doing it. And sadly, the fact that he was stealing that bread because his niece was starving doesn't even matter. Mr. Valjean went to prison. Being a prisoner, he was made to feel less than human. He had to do a lot of hard work, and instead of referring to him by his name, he was called by his number, 24601. Even when Jean Valjean is finally released from prison, the police chief, Javert, issues him his papers and reminds him that he will be a criminal out on parole for the rest of his life. And he continues to refer to him by his number as if his name doesn't even matter. Before he went to jail, Mr. Valjean was a good guy. But after his experience, he's a bit shaken. He sets out to build his life over again, but time after time, Valjean is made to feel unworthy, even lower than the dogs that run the streets. He loses his faith in the goodness of people and feels like any good thing that he does is met with bad consequences. If Jean Valjean heard this morning's scripture at this point in the story, I'm sure that he would tell you that such a gift is not possible. In the letter to the Ephesians passage that was shared this morning, we heard that we have been saved through faith. And that faith has nothing to do with anything we can offer or do. Grace is the free gift of God that we don't deserve, but God gives it to us anyway, because he loves us. The scripture passage also reminds us that we were created for good works. God has blessed us with grace, and we should share that grace with others. Well, as the story goes on, Mr. Valjean has an experience that changes his life. In his brokenness and desperation, he meets a priest who pours God's grace and love upon him. At first, Valjean isn't sure what to do with it. He even tries to run from it. But upon realizing the depth of the grace, forgiveness, and goodness that was shared with him, his heart was convicted. Now, not convicted as in convict or criminal, but convict as being challenged and changed to do something good with the loving kindness that was offered to him. Jean Valjean's journey isn't perfect after this encounter, but he does try to continue to share the grace that he received. He tried to lead a good moral life, but he still had trouble. Sometimes doing good is easier said than done. Jean Valjean represents the struggle that we all have, not only in understanding what is good, but having the courage to do it. as Christians, loving our neighbor is one of the most important things that we can do. That means we share God's grace with others without expecting anything in return. Just like Jean Valjean, we all struggle with this. We get tired when we continually do good and offer grace to others and are not thanked for what we've done. Can you imagine going to a family Christmas party where you have planned and bought and made awesome presents for everybody, but then not one person gets you anything in return? And not just Christmas, but birthdays and Easters and Valentine's Days and every other holiday as well. I think that would start to change me. I would probably stop being so kind. Stop trying to make special things for people and do nice things. Maybe even stop feeling like my friends and family really love me at all. I would feel just like Jean Valjean did. And I would begin to question if there was really any goodness in people at all. The good news for us is that God's goodness never runs out. We all probably deserve to get sent to prison, just like Jean Valjean, for all the times that we've messed up. But instead, God continues to pour his grace upon us. Are we all criminals like Jean Valjean? No. But I think we all have a little bit of 24601 in us. And thinking back, maybe Valjean is a hero after all. Will you pray with me? Loving God, thank you for the stories that teach us about love and grace. Thank you for the grace and forgiveness that you continue to pour upon us, even when we forget to share that grace with others. Open our hearts, our eyes, and our minds to all the ways that you are working to make us new people by your loving kindness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.